All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, everybody, this is Jason, and I'm here with Kirk, Penny, and Sydney. Say hello, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up? Hey, this isn't...
What's up?
I always picture Wonder Woman saying that. What's up? So
Wonder
all...
Woman?
Yeah, didn't you see they had like an old Super Friends...
Oh no!
Commercial version of that. Aquaman on his like shell, going with the Doogie. Anyway, we were way off track.
I'm definitely hitting YouTube to see that after this.
It's really good. So the four of us have all hosted podcasts for Marvel shows on our network, the Podcasting Network. We've covered What If, Loki, She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and also Legion back in the day. And so you're hearing us on at least one of those podcasts right now because you subscribed to it or downloaded it. And we have a couple of announcements. One is going to be announcing what Marvel show we're covering next. You might be able to guess. But first, I want to let you know that we decided, since a lot of people watch more than one Marvel show, that we might as well just combine all of these into a single podcast, which is going to be called Marvel TV Cast. So
yay.
That way, yay, Marvel TV Cast.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So when we start covering a new Marvel show, you'll know we're doing it and you won't have to go looking for the podcast. I mean, a lot of times I think people don't even realize we're covering certain shows because they're all scattered all over the place. We do the same thing combining them together with our Star Wars shows over on the Star Wars TV Cast. So we thought we'd give that a try with the Marvel show since we've started covering more and more Marvel shows, which I think is really cool. So the good thing is, if my media host liaison can be believed, if you're subscribed to any one of these Marvel shows that we've already done, the podcasts on them, you shouldn't have to do anything. You'll automatically be subscribed to Marvel TV Cast. You'll automatically get all our podcasts on whatever Marvel shows we cover. That's going forward. And also, if you look back in the feed, you will see all the previous ones.
Oh, good. So like people who listen to Lokiverse are going to all of a sudden like have access to the What Ifs that we just did and stuff too, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Season 2, season 1. I don't know if I'm going to put Legion in there because since it's so different, but maybe. But all the other ones for sure. Moon Knight, you know, Kirk
She-Hulk.
And I. She-Hulk, yeah, Greg and Penny did that. And I love that show, man. I was bummed they said they weren't going to do season 2. So I'm hoping that goes off without a hitch. We will see. But I wanted to put out this announcement just to let you know, because like if you're subscribed to Moon Knight Cast, suddenly that's just going to be Marvel TV Cast. And I wanted to let you know why that happened. Second, we're going to announce what show we're covering next. What show's that? Kirk and Penny, you're going to be involved.
Echo.
I like how you announced that.
Echo.
That's good. So
not
tell
even
me,
planned.
Tell me why you're excited to cover that show, and what is it for people who don't even know?
Penny, you want me to speak, or you want to?
Yeah, I don't know that much about it.
Okay.
Yeah, Kirk,
Echo,
take over.
Echo is a story that that picks up from Hawkeye, the limited series that Disney Plus show Hawkeye. She was a character that was introduced in the MCU in that show, and they've decided to continue her story. She's very closely tied to the Kingpin character, who's coming back for Daredevil, who was also in Hawkeye. And she has a very long history in the comics as well, being the kind of the adopted daughter of Kingpin. That's also how this plays out in the MCU and in this show. She's also been a romantic connection with Daredevil at different points.
Yeah,
well, I was trying
around.
To tell you that the other day.
You did? Oh, about her? She seems
Matt's
young.
He is.
Oh, I know. It's true. Disappointing.
He's a fuck boy. No, I don't know. I'll probably
He did right by my girl,
first Jennifer Walters. Name, but
so. Yeah, he right. did. Yeah. It seems like he's like into her, but I'm watching Daredevil right now and he's into some other people and they're still alive. So I'm kind of worried about what their fate is going to be given that he's dating She-Hulk at the same time.
Well, I think that's technically still alive. A different Daredevil. Isn't it a parallel? That's a different universe.
We don't know.
Well, it's
yet,
interesting. Think, yeah, it's right? interesting. Oh. I'm glad you brought that up because it does seem like they're keeping a lot of the canon from the Daredevil shows, whether they're going to keep that same canon from the other Netflix shows like Jessica Jones and Luke Cage and Iron Fist is not clear yet. But
I love Jessica Jones. I would love for her to come back.
That was my favorite of the Netflix Marvel shows.
One of the best villains of the MCU, without a doubt, the Purple Man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And David Tennant.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. He played the Purple Man. Yep. Season one was fantastic. Top rated.
I didn't even watch season two.
Season two wasn't horrible.
Season two of which one?
Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Season three was almost unwatchable.
Really I'm working through them.
Yeah.
Daredevil has multiple seasons, so catching up.
Echo, basically, the first season of all the Netflix shows are fantastic.
Echo, and it's good we're talking about the Netflix Marvel shows because it sounds like, we'll see, but that Echo's going to be more in line with those. It's the first TVMA MCU show, meaning kind of like rated R. So that'll be interesting.
So I was watching Daredevil like two nights ago and he beats the shit out of somebody and he focuses. Well, Kingpin beats the shit out of a lot of people with like car doors and their heads explode. But Daredevil is, and then like blood is dripping off of his hands. But that's in the promo of Echo too, where Kingpin's hands are dripping blood. So I think the themes are going to be, it's blood is the theme.
Darkness.
And super. Kirk, isn't Echo another Brian Michael Bendis creation?
Yes.
In the comics. Yeah. This guy, Brian Michael Bendis, is a comic book writer, and he is not even with
Marvel. I think the artist David Mack may have also been involved in her creation.
They're a good collaboration, but he's created, like he created Miles Morales. He's created a lot of things that have bled into the MCU. And so I hope he's getting some payback for all of that.
I hope he is too, because of the modern era, Brian Bendis is the most like some of the old school Marvel creators, whether Jack Kirby or Roy Thomas or Stan Lee, or there hasn't been a lot of that kind of commitment to one company for a long time, and he really did. He created a lot of new characters.
But
I mean, Miles Morales is his.
Yeah. So Echo is coming out in a couple of days as we're recording this, and so I'm going to put this announcement out tonight, and then the podcast switch will happen as soon as these guys are ready with their first episode covering. It's weekly.
The podcast will be weekly once a week.
But what about the show? The show's weekly.
The show's dropping in its entirety on the 9th.
Oh,
all five episodes.
Yeah, I wish they weren't doing that.
I wish they weren't either. I'm gonna probably only watch one episode at a time each week because I don't want to.
So we'll
by
put
chance
up-
drop a spoiler in a cast.
So if you don't know, we put up on our Facebook group, Podcastica group, we put up posts for each episode that we're covering. And if you want to comment, then we'll read it on the air. We like to have feedback with the engagement with you guys. So we'll put all those up at the same time in case people want to binge through and go and comment.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But so that's coming soon. Also on this feed, we can cover future Marvel shows. We'll pick and choose. They come out with so many. We won't necessarily cover them all. But I know, Penny, you had expressed interest in Agatha House of Harkness, right?
Oh, yeah. I cannot wait for that show. I'm so excited about it.
I keep pushing it back.
I know. But the cast is so amazing. Aubrey Plaza is in it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Love her.
That's super cool.
And I think that'll be great.
What else, guys? What else might we want? What kind of things might
we want? So, I mean, Disney seems like it's going to be a light year. There's two live action shows, Echo and Agatha, and then they're going to do three animated ones. So there's a Wakanda one, and then there's going to be an X-Men 97 one, which I'm looking forward to because I'm really new to the X-Men, and I think they're really fun and exciting, and their powers are unusual.
What does that mean, X-Men 97? Like set in 1997?
There was an X-Men cartoon back in the 90s that was super popular, and this is a continuation of that.
Right. Oh, I did read about that. This is the one that had that amazing theme music.
Yeah, that you hear everywhere.
X-Men has been my favorite. Like, I started collecting comics in like fourth grade, back when Chris Claremont was writing Uncanny X-Men. Like I mentioned, Bendis, this guy Chris Claremont, wrote most of the X-Men stories.
This is another good example.
The movies. Yep. And anyway, I'm so excited for them to come back into the MCU, and I hope they do it well.
Jason, did you see the Marvels?
Yeah, I saw the Marvels. Pretty good. Fun.
Did you stay
for Yeah, that was pretty amazing. And I can't wait for Deadpool 3. We got to cover that, right?
Well, oh, absolutely. I really want to be there for that, because I think it's going to have a multiversal... too. Well, good.
Yeah.
Whole draw.
Me three. Me three.
And it's going to be comedy, and it's got like a killer cast. So, yeah, I think it's going to be the top superhero movie of 2024 for sure.
Yeah. I hope that Disney doesn't somehow screw it up. It's the first Deadpool movie. I hope not. I mean,
well, I'm also hoping that they're going to tie in with the whole end of the Lokiverse story.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it yet. No spoilers.
Okay, well, we won't spoil Loki season 2, but I think that the promos of Deadpool 3 show a lot from Loki season 1, meaning the void at the end of time. So,
Okay.
I think that, I mean, I think it's such a cool concept, because if the people who have broken down those trailers know what they're talking about, then essentially they're kind of dumping the old Fox version of Deadman like out at in the void. It's been pruned, right? And now Disney can kind of develop the X-Men in our universe the way they want to. So pretty cool. Guys, I want to go back and say the third animated thing that Disney Plus is putting out, and it's going to be your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
That'll be cute. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Hopefully. It'll be good. What happened to Marvel Zombies? Are they still doing that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think that's still on the drawing board anymore. I'm reading about it in a long time.
Maybe it'll come back.
Come back.
I still feel like She-Hulk could come back too. Maybe these things are just being paused.
I hope so.
Well, it was weird. The She-Hulk thing was weird, because there was a straight up, you know, it was not a leak, but a rumor, I guess, that was pretty solid that it was going to be a second season. And then a couple days later, there was a statement that it wouldn't. So it's not clear what's happening.
Yeah,
it's
so weird.
All the studios are in a little bit of a jumble after all the strikes. They're trying to get caught up.
So also, Marvel did put out too much stuff, and so did Star Wars. And so they're trying to focus on quality over quantity. And I think that's a good idea. But then when that means something I was looking forward to is put on hold, then I'm not happy about that.
Bumps me out. Is there going to be a season 2 of Moon Knight?
Yes, that has been confirmed, I think.
Really?
It was taking their time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Moon Knight. Such a
me
cool
too.
Show.
I loved hearing you guys podcast about it. It was really
better
good
than
one.
The show?
Maybe. Honestly, it's not my favorite.
We didn't
character.
Tell anyone, but that was just Kurt pretending to be two people the whole time.
Him and his pin, and he clicks it.
Arguing with himself.
Get you covered on the pen. I'm looking forward to also possibly going back and casting some shows that you guys didn't cover, like Hawkeye. You know, especially after Echo, that'd be a great one to go back to. I don't think you guys did WandaVision. So
that's the one that I really wanted to do that I didn't have time for. That I think that's my favorite Marvel show.
Yeah, and
all
I think
of
Cindy
them.
And I.
If but, anyone works on WandaVision, I want to be involved. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's super cool, because we were trying to do it like in advance of you doing Agatha, so that the stories could. But yeah, I mean, that way you could be on both.
That would be great to do it right before. Yeah, yeah, and just feel right
absolutely.
Into it. Yeah.
I'd also like to touch on Falcon Winter Soldier, because I think the next Captain America movie is coming up in early 25.
They pushed it up to 2028, I heard. I'm just kidding.
No, no.
I believe
it was supposed to be this year. It was supposed to be 24.
I know.
Yeah.
But they've pushed it to early 2025. So in preparation for that, I think that'd be cool. And then also Multiverse of Madness. You guys didn't cast on that, did you?
I don't think anyone did the movie.
I listened to
Are you talking
them.
About the Doctor Strange one?
Yeah.
Kirk, you and I did a 3-hour podcast about that show.
I think I listened
about
to
the movie.
That. Oh my God. Are you serious,
about
Kirk? You don't remember yeah. it? What the hell?
That's hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious
it was
at all.
3 hours, Kirk. It was great. I enjoyed it very much. Apparently, it meant nothing to you. Yeah, it's and we can put that. Well, that'll be on this feed because I think it was on our Moon Knight feed or one of those feeds. I forget. But if you look back.
Sorry.
If you want to do it again. Someone else.
Okay, so there's not just stuff to look back at. There's Sony is releasing Marvel stuff this year too. So February 14th is going to be Madam Web, and woo-hoo! That's got yeah. So Penny and I are going to be doing that. Any dudes who want to join us, also super welcome. But it's got Dakota Johnson. It has Adam Scott in it, which is exciting.
Nice.
I love Adam Scott so much.
Yeah.
And then Sydney
that's the
Sweeney.
Severance guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
Sydney Sweeney's in it. Oh, she's mm-hmm. so talented. She's amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited super for talented. It, but I don't know. Sony
won't
my
seem
mind.
Really exploitative, but if they're good, then great. That's my view.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think that they've done a good job with the Spider-Man movies, but that's also been creative controls completely by Marvel.
Yeah.
And that's the arrangement. Whereas
but
the Venom movies.
I've liked the Venom movies. Nah, I know not a lot of people.
Not for me. Not for
I wouldn't
me.
Say that. They're polarizing, but I think they're great.
Well, there's the Venom one coming out this year, too. Venom 3 is at the end of the year.
Pass.
And they might, uh-oh. I wonder, because we saw Venom in the MCU, right? At the end of. The yeah. Spider-Man movie, so
yeah,
will they touch
well,
on
well yeah
that
but he got he went back to
he went back so it's
yeah he went back
oh yeah hmm. anyway yeah so then, I mean we're not saying we're going to cover all of that stuff by the way but it's all possibilities and you can tell some people are super excited about some of them so those are more likely to get covered but if you're hearing this and you want to suggest something or express your excitement for anything just email us at talk@podcastica.com. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you should go to Facebook and search on Podcastica and you'll find our group, which you can join and you can make comments that will, you know, appear on the podcast or just chat about the shows on there. We have a bunch of chats on all the different shows and stuff like that. So I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That about covers it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Happy New Year
for all time.
Take it. Way to go, Sid.
Yes, Lokiverse forever.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you. Even if your needs are unique, get more with Geico.